They call it the bong bill because technically it was supposed to make it illegal to sell bongs as well as glass pipes and other smoking paraphernalia that people associate with pot. Calling them instruments of death, State Rep. Daryl Rusan of St. Pete sought to make it illegal for smoke shops, gas stations, and other retail outlets to sell these objects at all. To date, the sale of bongs and other such items has not been illegal. As long as small businesses carrying them and can prove that 75% of sales are tobacco-related, they can sell them. If customers choose to use the objects to consume illegal substances, well, that's on the consumer, not the business. But Rusan has been on a mission to see to it that the state's smoke shops are put on the hot seat. Over the years, the rep, who himself is a recovered crack addict, has sponsored several bills that take aim at the shops. Every time he tries, though, he runs into a snag that throws a wrench in his plans, and this time around is no different. As Rusan was shepherding his bill through the State House, a new lobbying group called the Florida Smoke Shop Association was proving that it had some clout. It managed to have an amendment added to the bill that only made it illegal to sell the items listed in the bill if the merchant knowingly sells them for illegal use. In other words, the amendment made it possible for the shops to continue doing business as usual. And it does make sense. If the state believes it's true that guns don't kill people, people do, how can it insist that a simple bong is an instrument of death that should be legislated out of existence?